Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Scoop, the podcast where we talk about all things related to being in Wingspan. I have one of your four hosts, Caroline Caruso.
I'm Erica.
I'm Athena.
I'm Harley.
And today, for our final episode, we are going to be talking about just our favorite Wingspan memories. And does anyone want to go ahead and start us off?
Honestly, it's been a while since all four of us have been in this room together. I'll say that.
Yeah, for sure.
I think we've only filmed like three episodes all together.
Yeah.
We're always all running around.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah,
this that's because... This is one of the very few weeks we're all like actually in class at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's the final time too.
Yeah, I'm glad we are. This is sad.
It's really sad.
I know. I feel like when we get closer to the end of class, we're all going to get kind of like, oh.
Yeah.
But honestly, I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful that we did this. Like, we had the idea at the beginning of the year of starting a podcast, just, you know, for memories to look back, to listen to it, you know, and we have this now for years in the future when we want to listen back. And
there were so many ideas at the beginning of the year that we had, like, for random stuff. I feel like to start like podcasts and that kind of stuff. I can't name any of them. Like, I have no idea what any of them were, but I know that there were so many like random ideas we had. Mm-hmm. So the fact that this one was pretty successful, this was the only one that came out, is probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And I think it was nice too, building like podcasting skills, because we're so used to writing online. It's actually doing something that's, you know, vocal and like talking, communicating with people. It was nice for a change to actually be able to have a piece of content from ourselves out there that was vocal, I guess, if that makes any sense.
But yeah, okay, so as this is our last Wingspan class, like ever, like official, I guess. Do you guys want to go around and talk about your favorite memory?
Yes. There are so many to choose from.
Yeah,
there are a lot to choose from. Okay, I'd say one of my favorite memories, were y'all there for right before Thanksgiving break during the COVID year of like 2020? And Cooper got us all Chick-fil-A and we had a Thanksgiving feast. Were y'all there for that?
I don't know if I remember this.
We don't know that was. I remember when Higgins bought us Chick-fil-A for Thanksgiving. Do you remember that?
Was it Higgins? Oh, I thought it was Cooper.
Yeah, Higgins. Oh. Cooper, okay, credit to Higgins. That was just like they... Oh, I don't know why I thought you meant like spring.
Was that last year?
it was our sophomore year. Yeah,
our sophomore year.
No, but I don't know where I was.
It was so cute because we had to wear masks and we had to like social distance.
But we like sat outside.
Oh,
yeah,
chicken.
We took pictures.
We actually have pictures of that.
Yeah,
yeah. And then after that, that year was so fun because we also had the like the winter party. And then
when like the editors, they made like cahoots of themselves, and like me, you, and Jordan won. Was really funny.
What was so cute is that the editors at that time that year, they all got us gifts and we got to draw and pick our gifts. And then Harley and I had like a fake engagement.
And that was like
it was hilarious. We got a card with the lyrics to Boom Boom Pow by the Black Eyed Peas.
Yes, we did.
And
we totally put on these fake plastic engagement rings.
Yeah, we got
our engagement cupcakes
as a kid that. And we posted a picture on both of our stories. Yes. And I forget who it was. I feel so bad for them, but somebody thought that like it was real. Like somebody was like, you're engaged.
Someone's like, is this an actual engagement?
Definitely not engagement.
I think, wasn't that also your birthday? Yeah, I feel like it was your birthday. I feel like it was your birthday. Because you brought choco pies for everyone.
Yes.
That was
we had so many snacks.
Oh my God, I completely forgot. That day was so fun.
I loved it. I feel like it really made that year, because honestly, that year in Wingspan, it was so quiet in the classroom because half people were virtual.
Yeah.
And that really just brought so much light to the room.
Oh my gosh, do you remember coming to class every day when Higgins would have the projector up and it would be all those people that were on Zoom?
Yeah,
it was so sad because they would just sit there the whole class
period. Just sit there
and they'd be like, can I leave?
And then
we're all just over here like goofing off.
And then after a while, like the cameras just slowly started turning off throughout the year. Oh my gosh, that feels like so long ago, y'all.
Yeah,
that really does. Like so much time has passed since then.
We've been in this class for a long time.
We have been in this class for a long time. Athena, you and I we've probably been at the longest.
Yeah.
We started freshman year in journalism.
Yeah, I know Erica did a fourth year.
Yeah.
But she did photo.
Yeah, I did photo. And then I did some Wingspan stuff towards like the end of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. But me and CJ were in the same class first year. So I guess all 4 years.
Yeah.
Like,
me and Harley have been in for like 3-ish years.
Yeah. But I feel it like escalated very quickly.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
But honestly, my years kind of merged together. Like, I don't really remember a pivotal moment where y'all came in. I just feel like y'all have always been
there. You're right. That year was really fun. Because another memory I really like is when me and Athena did Grub Girls.
Oh my gosh.
Like, we watched every episode.
Me too.
Serious. Sit down and get like a different like category of food from different restaurants. It's
definitely like
YouTube channel.
Right.
It was very YouTube.
It was very YouTube.
And I think it was honestly an excuse for us to hang out and eat a bunch of food.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was so fun.
We did it with Jordan, and we did like a coffee episode.
We did tacos and at school.
Yeah, we did tacos in like the classroom next to us.
And then I remember, like, did we ask the teacher if we could use
it? No, we didn't ask the teacher. We just went in.
Higgins was just like, tacos. Yeah, Higgins was just like, leave it how you left it.
Imagine the teacher comes back and they're like, what is that smell?
No, because we each had like 5 tacos.
Oh yeah.
And then the craziest thing is that we made Anna and Remy like go out and get all
They picked up all the tacos
because we couldn't drive.
Yeah.
I miss Anna and Remy. Yeah. That was so fun. We went out to brunch with them, I think, one time. We were going to make it, like, a monthly thing, and that never happened.
I think I remember that.
That definitely never happened.
Also, sophomore year was the first time me and Athena hung out outside of school. Yeah. That's funny, too.
It definitely was. Even though we'd known each other for so long.
Yeah.
And then I feel like junior year was kind of where it picked up a little bit for me, at least. It got really, really busy. But Trisha was so good as our EIC for that year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I honestly don't even remember when it got busy. Like, it just feels like it's slowly... Like,
Harley's had it busy this whole time.
Yeah. I'm just, like, at this point, just, like, chilling. It's just, yeah. I don't... It's been a crazy couple years.
For sure. Absolutely.
Well, thanks for listening in on our last podcast episode. Do you guys have anything else you want
to... We got to go over where we're going to next year.
Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot.
You start us off.
Yeah, so I'll be going to the University of Missouri next year and majoring in elementary ed and doing a minor in human development and family science.
That's really fun. I am going to UT Austin and I'm going for journalism.
I'm also going to UT Austin and I'm also going for journalism.
And I am going to Texas Christian University and I will be majoring in speech language pathology with a minor in music. Go Frogs.
I feel like we're like, you know, those TikTok girls are like, "Hi, I'm Athena."
No, you gotta talk fast. How many times I've heard that?
We should make.
I think we've all seen that video.
I love doing it all the time. Like, I'll joke around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about how good like our social media was this year and our TikTok? They were really so amazing. Yeah. Giving a shout out to y'all if y'all are listening. Yeah. They were so good.
I think that might be it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're like signing off
for the last
crazy. This is like the last thing that I'm doing.
Yeah,
I wrote my last column.
Really?
Yeah, I wrote my goodbye.
I need to write my goodbye column.
I haven't written mine.
I haven't written mine either.
I just finally told the teachers I interned with about the column I've been writing all year because I didn't want them to read it throughout the year and be like, "You're writing about our kids." They thought it was the funniest thing ever.
I love
that column I've been writing about the quotes.
I love that so much.
I need to do my goodbye thing, and then I need to write about graduation.
Yeah, I need to do my goodbye as well. Yeah. But
well, I guess this is our goodbye for the school.
Yeah. Okay. But thank you guys so much for listening with us all the way. And if you've been a listener for a long time, thank you even more. Okay. This has been so fun for all of us. So.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. We used the wrong sound effect.
Okay, so we used the wrong sound effect, but, you know, it's pretty on theme for our podcast. Okay. So enjoy the last outro.
Here's the right one.